Good evening and welcome back to another edition of Business Beat here on 90.5 WICN. I'm your host, Eric Grattan. This evening, I am joined by Kate O'Brien from the Downtown Worcester Business Improvement District. She acts there as the executive director. Kate, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come right downstairs to have a conversation tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So what I love to always start off these conversations with is just a background about whatever organization or business we're talking to. And just for folks who are tuning in who have never heard of the BID, as you said, is the acronym that's commonly used. Can you give folks a little background about what Downtown Worcester, the BID, does in the community and sort of what you represent and what your sort of business model is?
Sure. So I'll talk a little bit about who we are, the BID.
Yeah.
So we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we represent more than 100 properties within about 78 acres of downtown. So our goal is to establish a vibrant, welcoming, economically and culturally viable downtown Worcester for all stakeholders. Through collaboration with the city, local businesses, and other organizations, we actively promote Downtown Worcester and all it has to offer, creating new experiences and fostering an exciting place for people to live, work, and visit. Our boundaries within these 78 acres start between Main Street, Foster Street, McGrath Boulevard, and Myrtle Street.
So you're covering a lot of territory.
Yes. And through this, we have four main initiatives. Our first one is cultural placemaking and beautification. Our second one is cleaning, safety, and hospitality, marketing and PR, and then finally, advocacy and policy. So two of our most visible programs people would recognize, the BID, is our ambassador program and our beautification program. So the beautiful flower planters hanging baskets you see downtown, that's us. Also, if you've ever been downtown, you've probably run into one of our ambassadors. They're the cornerstone of our operations, and they provide a wide range of supplemental services to downtown to ensure that the district's clean, safe, and inviting for all. So their services include sidewalk sweeping, litter removal, snow clearing, graffiti removal, and minor landscaping. So whether it's cleaning the sidewalks or giving directions to people downtown, they're always a friendly first impression of Downtown Worcester.
Can I just ask a follow-up question? What sort of differentiates them from a municipal city of Worcester worker? Because they're doing sort of similar things as far as maintenance and aesthetics are concerned downtown.
Sure. Well, we like to say they supply supplemental services.
Right.
So they don't do the same thing that the city provides. Mm-hmm. They just do an extra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you can see the difference.
Yeah. I mean, I was coming into the studio today and I saw someone just outside with the Downtown Worcester polo shirt on.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, I recognize that logo.
Yep.
So yeah, that brand presence is definitely present downtown. You know, speaking of downtown, there's been a lot going on for a long time, but I think it seems maybe for most, at least for myself, most prevalent maybe in the last five to 10 years, honestly. You know, but how would you sort of describe the current state of downtown Worcester? Because you have construction, you have a lot of somewhat new buildings going up, some empty spaces. How would you describe it from your perspective?
From my perspective, I would describe it as momentum. There is just so much going on right now. We have, you know, one of the best restaurants in Worcester. We have Vivian's. We have the view upstairs in the glass tower. Mm-hmm. We have Alma Gacha opening last fall, and I know they're doing amazing. We have August Coffee opening last month. They're across from Hanover Theater.
Oh, cool.
Golden Grain Artisan Bread and Cafe just opened on Commercial Street. There's really just so much going on downtown. It really feels different and it feels like a new energy.
Right. And so, you know, there's, you know, we talked about sort of restaurants just now and businesses and things like that. You know, what is maybe a misconception that folks might have about Downtown Worcester that might deter them from maybe not checking out these new places? Because if you're a person that's commuting throughout Central Worcester and Downtown Worcester, you're seeing all these changes. But if you're living sort of on the outskirts, you don't always get the opportunity to come down. Maybe what's like, you know, one thing you might say, here's the reason, or, you know, don't think it's this way because it's actually, you know, one thing or the other.
Yeah. You know, when I think of maybe my perception, misconceptions.
Yeah, that helps.
from the past before I started working here, you know, I think I always thought of downtown Worcester. I used to think of the reflecting pool.
I've seen pictures. Yeah.
So, you know, I really, really advocate for people to just come downtown. It is so different from the past. You have those past images kind of in your head. But, you know, whether you're been to Out to Lunch, come to Out to Lunch on Wednesdays now through September, or you go see a show at Hanover, you know, people come downtown and have that experience, mm-hmm. and it changes their perception.
Yeah. And there's so many like different cultural offerings on top of housing choices, you know, restaurants, to your point, there's the library, you know, and there's a lot of great retail things happening in downtown Worcester too. I was just saying, I was at Joe's Albums next to Mechanics Hall. I had never been there, and it's a really cool record shop if anyone's listening that likes vinyls. But yeah, to your point, there's plenty to incentivize folks to come to downtown Worcester and see all the great work that you're doing, but also the investments people are making in this community.
Absolutely.
So Kay, we appreciate hearing a little bit of the background about, you know, downtown Worcester BID and what, you know, what you do and sort of like your thoughts on, you know, downtown Worcester and such like that, because that is that's the territory, that's the area that you guys are really most closely working in, right? And so I'd love for folks to hear a little bit more about you, just because, you know, from a business perspective, since this is what the show is sort of geared towards highlighting, you've been at the BID since early 2025, is that correct?
That's correct.
What have been your biggest priorities? Like you said, we talked a little bit, you know, quote, off air about your sort of background. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and sort of what brought you to a nonprofit organization?
Sure. So I come from the municipal world, having served as an assistant town administrator in the town of Dover in Norfolk previously, but I also worked in economic development for the town of Westboro. So mm-hmm. It's kind of a perfect blend of management and economic development, mm-hmm. sort of led me to this nonprofit role here. Also, which was enticing to me, is I live right down the street in Holden. So, you know, working in a community where I also enjoy going out to dinner, going to shows, you know, it makes me feel more passionate.
Yeah, absolutely, because you can have that direct effect on sort of what the future looks like.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that being said, so, you know, coming into this organization, what have been your biggest priorities, the biggest initiatives, or I guess, you know, goals you've set for yourself in the BID?
Yeah, well, one of my first priorities was really just going on a listening tour. And that's just talking to all the downtown's various stakeholders. Mm-hmm. So, you know, number one being our property owners, you know, also talking to businesses, residents, people who visit downtown, you know, why are you here? Why did you come here? What drew you here? Mm-hmm. So listening to people's stories and ideas and their current opinions and experiences
right.
downtown, you know, and a lot of what they said was, you know, they wanted to keep it cleaner and safer. And what I heard was the need for the BID to continue the services that we've already been mm-hmm. supplying.
Yeah.
So our ambassador services, you
right.
know, they've been going on for almost 6 years now. So taking those and optimizing them and making sure that we're really setting the conditions for people to come downtown to enjoy themselves, to go out to eat, to go to a show. But we're also setting conditions for people to come and open up their business downtown, setting conditions for people to want to invest in downtown.
Yeah. And I guess as a follow-up to that, you know, what do you see as the biggest areas of opportunity for downtown Worcester, as far as like for business engagement or business development, I guess you would put it, like, where are those opportunities? What industries can you see, or do you see potentially investing in this particular area of the city?
Yeah, I think there's so many opportunities out there. You know, what I see the biggest opportunity, especially over the next year, 5 years, is really the housing. Mm-hmm. There's so many housing opportunities coming
right.
to downtown.
Right.
We have the Minkiti Group converting the old shack site, converting that into apartments.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Synergy, who are located in the Glass Tower.
Mm-hmm.
They are a property owner and working on the largest office to residential conversion in Massachusetts to date.
In the Glass Tower.
On Chestnut Street.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
So that's just right outside our district.
Right.
You know, but everything's connected.
Yes.
You know, all the housing will bring new opportunities, really growing downtown as a neighborhood. I don't think a lot of people really realize.
It's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. The grid properties we have here, we have 145 North, you know, those are packed with residents.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see in the future what that attracts as far as stakeholders.
I think we'll see a lot more residential development, especially because, you know, when I first moved to Worcester as an adult person, like even 2016, so like 10 years ago, people are living in downtown Worcester wasn't really a thing
right.
yet.
Right.
But there was little buildings creeping up in the outskirts. And now people are literally living downtown, you know, mm-hmm. right across from the DCU Center, you know, living right across from the Common, more than ever, I should say. There's always been apartments downtown, but not sure. to the degree that we're seeing now. But, you know, economic development, we were talking a little bit about this, means different things for different people. Like we talk about, you know, businesses buying vacant space, you know, oh, that building's open, I'm going to buy it, I'm going to start a business there. What does it mean to you? What does that success look like from an organizational perspective for you as representing the bid?
So success for us is increasing foot traffic. It's small businesses coming to downtown and going through the permit process and, you know, opening small businesses, having confidence to do that.
Right.
You know, it's also people coming here to throw their events on the Common,
mm-hmm.
using downtown as, you know, we like to say downtown's the backyard to the city of Worcester.
Yeah.
It's us continuing to help produce events with the city.
So you work very closely with City Hall, or who are you working with exactly with the city to produce these events or put these events on?
We work very closely with the cultural department.
Okay.
We also work closely with the Worcester Cultural Coalition, and we work closely with the city manager's office.
Okay. And then outside of City Hall, what kind of other organizations are you also working with, or who would reach out to you if they wanted to put on something, you know, in downtown Worcester or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So organizations reach out to us if they'd want to put on an event on the Common, for example.
Okay.
We have an event kit that we give out, mm-hmm. and for free. They're able to get tables and chairs.
Oh, cool.
And things like that that would help them put on events.
Yeah. And what other sort of other aspects of that kit would be helpful for folks to hear about, that in case they're, you know, inquiring, maybe someone's listening, they're saying, maybe I'd do something downtown.
Yeah. And I would say we also help navigate the permitting process with City Hall, which is very helpful.
Yeah. Because I'm sure it's probably very daunting if a person's never done an event with the city before, they don't really know where to start. So knowing that you're a resource would be very helpful. And with that, I can imagine there's a lot of partnerships that would be beneficial. Can you highlight maybe one or two that would be interesting for folks to hear about?
Yeah, so one partnership we have right now is with the Worcester Cultural Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be working with them in the city to install wayfinding digital kiosks. I don't know if you've seen these in other cities.
No, or maybe I have.
You might have seen them. They're basically like one big smartphone.
Oh, yes. New York City has these.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But I think we should pick up on that after a break, because that's really cool, because I actually did not know that. But we'll just take a quick break here. You've been listening to Business Beat on 90.5 WICN. I'm your host, Eric Grattan, and I've been speaking with Kate O'Brien, who's the executive director at the Downtown Worcester Business Improvement District. We'll be right back just after a few moments. Good evening and welcome back. You've been listening to Business Beat here on 90.5 WICN. I'm your host, Eric Grattan, and I've been joined this evening by Kate O'Brien, who's at the Downtown Worcester Business Improvement District. She acts as their executive director. Kate, thank you again for joining us this evening on Business Beat.
My pleasure.
Just before the break, you were mentioning something kind of exciting, which I had said I had seen in New York City before, which are these kind of like digital kiosks that work as like a giant iPhone resource for folks in the downtown area. I know we didn't really talk about this before, but can you give folks a little background about what those look like and sort of like maybe when we can expect to see them, that sort of detail?
Yeah, sure. So we are, it is contingent on grant funding, but we are working to install, you know, a handful of digital kiosks throughout downtown Worcester.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of resources will those provide for folks? How will they use them?
So we're hoping it can provide accessible digital wayfinding and cultural information, but also promote local events and small businesses. You know, this is something we could go up to, and let's just say you're leaving a show at mm-hmm. the Hanover Theater,
right?
And you want to know what kind of restaurants are there in downtown Worcester. You
can beep, go beep, beep. Yeah.
Do a couple of clicks, and you can send those directions right to your phone.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, so it's like a digital directory, and one aspect of it is
one aspect.
What work is that? Well, that's very cool. So maybe we'll have to have you back on the show once those go live, and we can really give a full overview of how folks can use them, and maybe like a little tutorial. Maybe we can even go to one of them downtown with a mic and have a little live, introduction over the air or something like that. That
Absolutely.
Might be fun.
That would be fun.
Cool. So, you know, like we talked about before, Worcester has gone through a large development process over the past years, and we've definitely seen sort of a rebranding of downtown Worcester, both like physically, but as far as like marketing is concerned and things like that. You guys do have a lot of events to promote, bringing folks downtown, having people, you know, be outside, be with other folks in the community. It looks like you have some events that you wanted to talk about that I've also read about, Out to Lunch, you know, movies on the common, some other things. You want to give folks a little bit of background as to, you know, what those are, when they happen, how they can find out, you know, show up, etc. I'm sure they're on your website and on social media and things like that.
Yes, you can definitely find all the information on our website and on our socials. Our Out to Lunch Festival and Farmers Market is every Wednesday. That's at the Common from 11 to 3 p.m.
Okay.
We are running until September 9th.
Mm-hmm.
We had two rain dates.
It's been
September.
A rainy summer.
It's been a rainy and hot summer.
Yes.
So we'll be back tomorrow.
We're back this week.
We're back this week.
Yeah.
Sorry. So we'll be back this week. We had to cancel last week because of the rain.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
And, you know, it's a great event. We took it over from the city.
Okay.
We produce it, but the city is a huge partner, one of our biggest partners.
Are you both responsible for the vendors and sort of who's allowed to?
Yes. We handle the vendor management.
Oh, okay.
Also the farmers market recruitment and mm-hmm. management.
Mm-hmm.
And the musical
aspect.
Yes.
Just a side question. Usually farmers markets in smaller towns can be really hard to infiltrate, meaning like they're full, they're not taking any more vendors. Does this current initiative that you're working on with the city, are you guys still accepting vendors for the farmers market portion?
We are not. Yeah. But yes, I will say, this has been pretty revealing to me is just how much work, you know, on both sides of putting
right.
on a farmer's market.
Right.
You know, all the credit goes to Alex in our office for really handling that. But we've definitely had to work on those relationships for the past couple of years.
Right.
As far as having them come downtown and showing them that they can do good business here.
Right. And what is some other programming that you folks do at the BID as well, besides the Out to Lunch?
So we have our Movies on the Common. So this summer we had three movies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically just a really good time. You know, a lot of people bring their kids,
mm-hmm.
And it's a free movie. We give out popcorn to the first 100 people who show
cool.
up. And we have a huge digital, LED screen, this year mm-hmm. as well.
So are you already planning for next summer, which movies you're going to show? Or is that too far ahead in the future?
It's too far ahead. We like to wait a little bit.
See what's trending throughout the year.
Exactly.
Yeah. See what social media is showing as the most popular ones. You know, speaking of social media, it plays a huge role in a lot of things. It plays a huge role in most things nowadays, to be honest, whether we like it or not. How has social media sort of played a role in promoting maybe what you guys are doing specifically downtown, or just downtown in general, what's happening? How do you utilize those outlets?
We heavily utilize our socials. Yes.
Yep.
Instagram, Facebook, and mm-hmm. LinkedIn.
Yeah. What content do folks seem to most engage with?
You know, we do a lot of videos.
Yeah, reels and things.
We also contract with influencers.
Okay. Cool.
So we can get kind of their point of view coming into Out to Lunch
yeah,
and Movies
that's
on the
cool.
Common as well.
Yeah, and sort of that seems to resonate most with your audience is like when you have that local perspective instead of an organization saying, this is cool, believe us, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's really, really cool. And, you know, as far as, you know, expanding sort of what you do and what's happening in downtown Worcester, what would personally for you and as an organization, what industries or types of businesses would you most like to see open? And again, we talked a little bit about this quote off air. You know, downtown is sort of a food desert. There's no grocery stores around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we talked about it a little bit and you can talk about that. But on top of that, what other types of businesses would you like to see?
Yes. Like I said, off air, we would love
we'd all love
a
that
grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, we'd also love more retail businesses downtown. I think, you know, downtown has a history of retail.
Yeah, big department stores.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
You know, I always, since the first day I started, I hear stories about people when going to the Denholm building and shopping with their parents.
Yeah.
And you know,
I've heard stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that would be fun. You know, also would love to just see more businesses like the ones we have. You know, we have Ace of Babes Vintage downtown, her Zen Studio, which is a Pilates studio that opened up within the past year.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of new things downtown.
We
would just like to see, again, just continuing growth.
Yeah, and I think just everything you're doing by default will build that engagement, especially on social media. With all these new residences going up, I can imagine the majority of the new folks signing the leases are on the younger side in these newer buildings because they're college students or they're folks working, you know, in the medical industry or like the biotech industry. You know, there's AbbVie, you know, up the street on Shrewsbury Street, and there's that really large other biopharmaceutical company that's going up right next door. I don't remember the name of it, but there's a lot of these big tech jobs coming to town, which I think will bring, you know, a lot of younger people staying in Worcester instead of going to school and then, you know, parting ways, which I know has been a trend historically. From what I understand, you know, I've had Paul Matthews on the show before from the Research Bureau, and we've talked a little bit about commuting in and out of Worcester, and a lot of these residents are going up close to the T station, the new T station that's hasn't reopened. Well, it has in a sense reopened because it has the bridge now and it has a new platform and everything like that. But, you know, arts and culture is huge downtown as well. We have the Hanover Theater. I'll have Alan on from the Hanover Theater in a couple of weeks. How do you sort of maintain, how do you keep the excitement going as an organization for downtown, you know, time over, you know, time after time, year after year, month after month?
Yeah. You know, right now it's easy with all the momentum. And I think for us, it's just keeping that momentum up.
Yeah.
And is reminding, and for us, that's reminding people of why we're doing this. Why is downtown
important?
Yeah.
Why is there a lot going on?
Right.
Because
right.
this, you know,
why is there all these housing going up here? There's
right.
reasons for
there's
that.
Reasons for that. Yeah. I mean, and back to sort of like the business lens of this conversation, like you started off the conversation, you're a 501c3, you're a nonprofit organization. Can you tell folks maybe a little bit about the funding model at the bid, how the organization is funded, how you have all these amazing resources to sort of be like that extension of the city, because a lot of services you're providing are very adjacent to a lot of times what a city manager's office or like a town hall or a city hall would supply or like would organize and things like that. So can you kind of talk a little bit about that sort of funding, what it looks like? Do you host events to do that? Do you receive, you said you received grants, things like that?
Yes, well, we definitely go after as many grants as possible, but our main funding is we're funded by our property owners. So they have a fee based on their assessed value of their property.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's a mandatory fee. And basically, once you're in the district, you're in. So that's when you get all the services.
Right. And so obviously, as more businesses continue to come downtown and grow downtown, you're the constituency that works with you would be larger as well, and hopefully more diverse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd like to see ourselves as the stewards of downtown.
Right. 5 years from now, I know it's kind of a hard question. Everyone gets asked it in job interviews and things like that. What would you love to see different, or what would you hope had changed in downtown Worcester for the better?
Well, I've certainly hoped the misconceptions have changed
right.
by then. You know, 5 years from now, I'm hoping that our work has resonated to a point where downtown Worcester is known for being an 18-hour destination district. You know, it's known for being culturally and economically viable downtown.
Yeah, and we love to see a grocery store in 5 years.
And a grocery
years.
Store.
Yeah. Just one like question, you know, while we only have a couple minutes left, what would you like people outside of, you know, central Massachusetts and even Worcester County to know about downtown Worcester today?
Yeah.
To say, hey, you know, hey, come down on a Saturday and check this out.
Yeah.
What should they know?
I would like them to know that downtown Worcester is open for business. You know, downtown Worcester is a safe and vibrant, welcoming destination. You know, you can come downtown to see a show, to go out to eat, to go shopping. It really is.
It really is, you know, a great place. You know, you can see the best thing about downtown Worcester is that you can see people you know.
That is true.
It's not like going to Central Park and you're like, I don't know anyone here. Oh, you recognize someone from 100 feet away, and that's pretty cool. Okay, Kate, so with just about a minute left, obviously, we'd love folks to hear a little bit more or be able to read more, learn more about the bid. Where can they find more information, your website, socials and stuff? What is the website address and what can folks sort of expect to find there?
Yeah, so we're located at downtownworcester.org.
It's easy enough.
And on Instagram, we're Downtown Worcester Bid.
And on your website, you know, what sort of information can folks expect to find on there that would be helpful?
Well, actually, you know, we do have current vacancies downtown listed on our website.
Oh, cool.
Which is helpful if anyone's looking for space.
Right.
We have our mission, the initiatives we do. We also have fun things to do, you know, kind of gives you an idea if you are planning a trip to downtown Worcester, where you can start. It's basically a good place to start.
Very cool. All right. Well, Kate, thank you so much for taking time. I'd love to have you come back once all these kiosk things are up downtown. And we can, like I said, we can maybe do a live demonstration or something. But I've been speaking with Kate O'Brien, who's the executive director at Downtown Worcester Business Improvement District. Kate, thanks again for coming into the studio. We're only just, a few floors down or something like that.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks again. We'll have you back again soon. You've been listening to Business Beat here on 90.5 WICN. I'm your host, Eric Grattan, and join us again next week for another great conversation with leaders right here in downtown Worcester. Have a wonderful evening.